9. Being proactive.
I followed your advice and set a few standards for picking my future spouse. But what good do standards do if you're still single and alone?
Don't worry. Once you've decided on a few of your most important standards, it's much easier to find the person who's right for you. But you have to go out looking for them. If you're just sitting around waiting for someone to come chase you, then all of your standards will be meaningless.
Then what should I do? Will it come to taking out a "looking for Mr. Right" ad in the newspaper and showing off my deepest soul for all the world to see? I don't want to do that.
You don't necessarily have to put out an ad. If you know what kind of person you want, you can go look for them yourself. First, you should expand your circle of friends. One way is to participate as much as possible in social activities, like dances, parties, foreign language clubs, and so on. These are all good places to meet strangers.
I've tried these methods, but I'm a little shy in these kinds of situations, so it's hard to get people to notice me. And I always feel embarrassed going after someone myself, because if they're not interested, it might make them really uncomfortable.
Okay, well, there are plenty of other options. You definitely have a few really close female friends, right? You should get a group together and do something fun, like go hiking or out to sing karaoke. Every time you get together, you all bring your male friends, and maybe you'll find someone you like among the guys your friends bring along. If your friends are single too, they can check out your guy friends too.
That's a really good idea, actually. I'll have to call up my girls and get it started. But I only have so many friends. If, at last, I've already met all of my friends' friends, but haven't found one that was good for me, what should I do?
Well, you can always come up with something crazy, and you never know, it just might work. I saw this story about a girl who said her secret weapon was taking her camera with her everywhere she went. If she saw a guy she liked, she would nonchalantly walk up and ask him to help her take a picture. 99% of guys won't refuse this request. While he was taking her picture, this girl would do really cute or funny poses and try to start up a conversation with the guy afterwards. And you know what? In the end, this approach finally landed her a boyfriend.
That's hilarious. I better start thinking.